waffles, mulled wine, a Ferris wheel in the snow. Getaway Travel LLC has found the one travel itinerary that makes winter feel like a reward rather than a punishment.
Paul from Getaway Travel LLC is walking us through Belgium's Christmas market circuit, the history, the logistics, and the cities themselves, Brussels, Ghent, and Bruges.
Let's start with the markets, the mugs, and why you should pack bubble wrap.
The central question here is what actually makes Belgium's Christmas markets worth building a trip around? And the Post answers that with both atmosphere and practical detail.
The setup is right there in the opening. Belgium's holiday markets transform the country into a festive winter wonderland of twinkling lights, quaint decorated shopping chalets, ice skating rinks, carriage rides, and even Ferris wheel rides in the snow.
That transformation is the point. These aren't pop-up craft fairs. They trace back to the Middle Ages, when local citizens gathered with noble permission to stock up before lean winter months, and each market still prioritizes local tradespeople.
So the regional character is baked in historically, not just as branding. And the logistics section earns its place. Bring euros, wear comfortable shoes, arrive late afternoon when crowds thin, and understand the cup deposit system before you hand over cash for mulled wine.
That deposit detail is genuinely useful. Beverage prices and deposit amounts are listed on vendor menus. Some markets use tokens, and some have central return points. Or you keep the mug, it's paid for, and a sheet of bubble wrap in your suitcase handles the rest.
Brussels leads with winter wonders. More than 200 chalets around the Grand Place, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, plus an ice rink, a giant Christmas tree, and a sound and light show.
Ghent adds a roller rink and a 145-foot Ferris wheel with the Gothic towers of St. Bravo Cathedral lit behind thousands of fairy lights. The nearby Gravenstein Castle runs a pop-up bar in its stables during the season.
And Bruges, canals, a 272-foot belfry tower as backdrop, and an ice rink that sits on a pontoon boat floating on one of those canals.
The food alone justifies the itinerary. Oliebollen in Ghent, tartiflette and proper Belgian chips in Bruges, mussels and Flemish stew in Brussels. This is part one of the series, with more destinations still to come.
Which means the waffles are just the beginning.
The through line is that these markets reward preparation. Knowing the currency, the timing, the cup deposit rules.
Next time, more cities, more food, and presumably more reasons to pack bubble wrap. Stay tuned.